T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, does anybody care that not only were they spying on the president, they were doing it illegally? Or are we the only ones?
Apparently so.
Like, because you'd think that would be bigger news. Like if they were doing it to, oh, I don't know, Obama.
Then it would be news.
Yeah, that would be news. Okay, so two of the four, this is a January 7th ruling by the FISA court. It's just been declassified, so we're finding out about it now. Two of the four FISA warrants were flat out declared illegal by the FISA court.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they illegal? Because the folks who filed them knew there was no connection between Carter Page and the Russians.
Right.
They had exculpatory evidence. It's evidence you're innocent, evidence that would negate you filing it, evidence you were required to file by the court. You know, the part where you say sign under penalty of perjury and then you put your name right there, like right there on the line, like that spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That everything in this application is true. Turns out it wasn't. In fact, some of it was actually 180 degrees from the truth, and they damn well knew it.
And I believe this is exactly what you and I have been saying for, quite some time now.
It is. In fact, I have to get up my gander to even report this morning because it's such an old story to the listeners of the show. Once again, we get it right, despite our trolls texting us for 5 years telling us we're wrong because CNN said so. At some point, you guys are going to have to face the fact they were just right. We just get it right. And here's the thing. You don't need a ruling of the FISA court to know this. I mean, you and I have broken down in excruciating detail why these were illegal. By the way, there are four total, and the other two are still under investigation. They have not made a conclusion on those. Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a big problem. And there's some other problems that go along with it because we know that Mueller used the FISA spying mechanism. We do not know specifically at this time whether that would mean they need to begin throwing out convictions or not, because we don't know how much they used to get the convictions. We don't know if they'll fight that out in court. It'll take a while. But this is absolutely outrageous. It will get very little media attention today.
Because what this boils down to is that the beginnings of the Russia collusion investigation were illegal, improper, and it was the Obama administration spying on illegally an opposition candidate. That's what happened.
And when you think about what this means, okay, we have Adam Schiff standing up yesterday saying as if it were fact that Trump colluded with the Russians to influence the last election and he'll do it again. And that's why you need to impeach him. Well, what we learned yesterday, literally as Schiff is saying this, his mouth is moving, he's lying on television. We're learning that actually the FBI had no evidence of Russia collusion or even Russia connections.
And lied
and
to a court to get the warrant tap. Yeah.
Because they had no proof. So the only people making up Russia connections here are the Democrats, the FBI, and the DOJ when they went for these FISA applications. And literally, as Adam Schiff is on television saying this is breaking yesterday about Russia. So he literally is still lying in real time about the Russians. And the only way you can find a Russian connection anywhere in this whole mess is the lies told by the FBI to get the FISA warrant when they knew damn well they weren't true. By the way, in the order, the judge was very clear that this kind of fabrication is illegal. He didn't take the next step and say, okay, illegal by who?
Yeah.
Somebody should go to prison. He just blanket stipulated that. Rod Rosenstein signed it. The number two, who really was the number two at the time in the Department of Justice. Acting FBI director at the time. Who is currently under criminal grand jury investigation, and is also, of course, thus qualified to be a CNN commentator on Trump, right?
Right.
The guy, you got to love this. CNN, I mean, the guy is literally being investigated for lying, criminally investigating for lying and leaking. Mm-hmm. And CNN, that same week that announcement is made, hires him.
Yeah.
Hires him as a commentator. Because your ability to lie is what they really value at CNN when you're a commentator. You know, so if you're going to talk about Trump corruption and you're the one who did Trump corruption, the only one who did Trump corruption, man, you got a gig at CNN.
Well, it's nice to know they can be gainfully employed somewhere.
I mean, what is CNN going to do with McCabe? Are they going to put him back on the air? I mean, after this, after we know for a fact McCabe signed that, he lied to get those in a way that the judge specifies. Yes, this is criminal. This is what was done in these applications was criminal. Is he just going to go right on flapping his jaw on CNN?
Yeah, pretty much.
And this is what you trolls listen to and then text me that I'm wrong? Does that concern you at all?
Apparently not.
I guess not. And here's what's so crazy about it. The biggest liar of them all, in terms of political commentary, not actual applications, is who? Adam Schiff, head of the Intel Committee. As head of the Intel Committee, he saw the same intelligence, never forget this, that Devin Nunes did. Right? So Nunes writes a memo that turns out to be 100% true about the absolute corruption on the FISA court, warning about it, trying to stop a runaway court that even the Wall Street Journal editorial board is now calling for the dissolution of because it is so profoundly corrupt. And Adam Schiff sees the same intelligence and tells us there's nothing wrong with the court. Nothing. There's nothing untoward. And everybody says, oh, Devin Nunes must be lying. Well, Devin Nunes has been completely, completely exonerated. And Adam Schiff is up there lying.
Still
lying. I mean, it's like if you lie and you're a Democrat in Washington, that just makes you qualified for a CNN gig and to present the impeachment. Listen to Jim Jordan yesterday. I'm like, it is insane that anybody is taking Adam Schiff seriously.
We're supposed to believe Adam Schiff today and everything he's saying. Remember, this is a guy who said we have more than circumstantial evidence that there was coordination between Trump and Russia to influence the election. That turned out to be false. Adam Schiff said the Nunes memo was false. Michael Horowitz told us no, it wasn't. It was exactly right. Adam Schiff said you can trust the FISA court. Michael Horowitz told us last month, no, you can't. They lied to the FISA court 17 times. Adam Schiff told us we look forward to hearing from the whistleblower. Adam Schiff said, we've had no contact with the whistleblower. And then just yesterday, the story where he misrepresents to all of you, to Chairman Nadler, and most importantly to the White House counsel, that Mr. Z is Mr. Zelensky, when in fact it was Zolchevsky. So, but today we're supposed to believe him. He just talked for 2 hours and 15 minutes, and we're supposed to believe everything he said today. In spite of that history, where 7 important things he had exactly wrong. So, yeah, when he talks about Sondland, he doesn't tell you that was all presumption. Mr. Sondland said that when Congressman Turner asked him under oath at the hearing. So that's the kind of game they're playing here. And again, I think the American people see through it all.
So was it wrong?
Schiff ought to be removed from office. That's all there is to it. I still contend that. I mean, it's and you know, he's getting away with bigger lies than any of those that are accused in the Trump administration. Well, not the Trump administration, but like Michael Flynn. And
yes.
Others and
mm-hmm.
Cohen actually
under oath.
Did
under
lie.
Oath.
Yeah, exactly.
When he's telling these lies, that's what's so stunning.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Welcome to politics in America.
That anyone would think this guy had the credibility, you know, I mean, I wouldn't buy a car from him, given the lies that he's been caught in. And yet he's up there presenting the case, demanding the removal of President Trump, making the claims. I mean, it's outrageous yesterday, claiming that he colluded with the Russians and he'll do it again.
And trying to claim that he's involved with China now.
Yeah.
And
this time he's going to collude with China. Let's play that. This is for me. It's astonishing.
So what if China does overtly or covertly start to help the Trump campaign? You think he's going to call him out on it? Or you think he's going to give him a better trade deal on it? Can any of us really have the confidence that Donald Trump will put his personal interests ahead of the national interest? Is there really any evidence in this presidency that should give us the ironclad confidence that he would do so? You know you can't count on him to do that. That's the sad truth. You know you can't count on him to do that.
Love him or hate him, Donald Trump is the first president in the past decades to stand up to the Chinese diplomatically, militarily, and economically. He almost single-handedly stopped us from getting into that Pacific Rim trade agreement, which would have given away our national sovereignty. Donald Trump did that. So to think that the Chinese want to help Donald Trump get reelected? Schiff, what are you smoking?
I know. He lives in another time-space continuum. I mean, he doesn't live in this one.
This whole argument that he's trying to make makes absolutely no sense. We're not talking about exaggerating something, which is something Trump does, and I know politicians do it all the time. They exaggerate certain facts. But the thing is, this is completely made up, and it has absolutely no basis in reality.
It's delusional.
Yes, absolutely. It's absolutely
and that's along with his claims that we have to impeach Trump now because he colluded with Russia to steal the election. I mean, this is bizarre stuff.
What are the Russian plans and intentions? Well, let's say they got in. Let's say they start blatantly interfering in our election again to help Donald Trump. Can you have the least bit of confidence that Donald Trump will stand up to them and protect our national interest over his own personal interest? You know you can't, which makes him dangerous to this country. You know you can't. You know you can't count on him. None of us can.
There's only one thing that Donald Trump is dangerous to, and that is the Democratic, leftist, progressive, socialist agenda. That's what Donald Trump is dangerous to.
Yeah. And to the idea that China will take over globally the economy, which they were on track to do before he stopped them, to the idea that Europe will continue to exfiltrate our wealth in exchange for nothing by cheating with trade. I mean, and all these Democrats and Republicans sat by getting rich on it and kept keeping their mouths shut. That's what he's dangerous to.
The status quo.
The status quo. I mean, to bring this Russia stuff back up is just bizarre. By the way, you know how outrageous this is? They don't have the guts to put what he just said, those accusations, in their actual articles of impeachment. Yeah. They won't put it in writing.
No.
Because they know how history will look on that. It's a pack of lies. And it would give us something to debunk because it's just a pack of lies. They don't even dare write it down or commit it to writing. That's how bad this is. Guys, crazy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So much stuff going on today. Do you see this? Al Gore comparing climate change to September 11th. Let that sink in. Oh, yeah, totally comparable. Yeah, climate change will be dead. It's going to be, well, when, Al? You'll notice in this clip, he doesn't say when. Yeah, since it was all supposed to burn up by 2010. Remember that? Yeah, 2010. It's going to all burn up by 2010. Promise, it's 2020. So he's not putting a date on his predictions anymore. Probably a good idea if you're Al Gore.
The burden to act that is on the shoulders of the generation of people alive today is a challenge to our moral imagination. But this is Thermopylae. This is Agincourt. This is the Battle of the Bulge. This is Dunkirk. This is 9/11. We have to rise to this occasion.
Okay. Yeah, what occasion? Could you give us a date, sir? Because your last one was wrong. I just like to know, is the world going to end? It didn't end in 2010. Now it's 2020. Will it be by 3030, sir? Or are you thinking more like 3035? Could you just give us a date? Oh, don't want to do that anymore. Harder to get paid if you get it wrong. Yeah, I get it. I understand. Meanwhile, something revolutionary going on right now. Trump is bending Europe to its will. Europe really second and only slightly second to the Chinese in their predatory brand of capitalism. We're better at it than them, so they have to cheat. And they have tariffed, taxed, and otherwise blocked our goods from their markets. It's been going on since World War II. And after World War II, we initiated a policy that would deliberately do that. Well, that was a long time ago. And Trump's now saying, no more. We're done here. We're done here. We're not doing this anymore. So you are going to cut a fair trade deal with us and cut all that, take all that stuff off, or we're going to tear up your cars at 25%. This will shrink. This would literally shrink the German economy. I want to point something out to you that's going on that's not causing hysteria today. And that's super noteworthy. Remember before when Trump talked about cutting new trade deals with our European partners? Because he talked about maybe tariffing them, tariffing the Chinese, doing all that. I mean, in the beginning, absolute hysteria broke out. Remember? Total hysteria. Absolute hysteria. And the economy was going to tank. We're going to have a terrible Christmas. Nobody's going to be able to afford anything. We just had a record-breaking Christmas sales. Everyone can afford everything. And the icing on the cake, the Wall Street Journal finally comes out and admits, hey, you know, this was last week, Trump's tariffs didn't cause any problems. So it is historical, in Trump terms, that he just announced, I think I will tariff European cars 25%. That sounds good. Nobody said anything. Nothing happened. No hysteria. No predictions of mass inflation or horrific recession. Not a word. Would you be the one to come out and say on TV it won't work? Good luck with that. People are going to think you're crazy. Because he silenced the critics with his success, which he plans more of. This is Donald Trump to Maria Bartiromo out of Davos talking about, the Europeans. And truly, they are second only to the Chinese, and barely so, in their destructive form of capitalism. Their governments weaponize certain industries as well against ours by heavily subsidizing the products to gut our industries. Many believe they coordinate with the Chinese. Okay, we'll take that industry. You take that one. That's got to end. They're going to have fair trade. In other words, whatever tariff you put on, we have on too. We could just get rid of tariffs. That would help. We could do that too. We're going to have real actual capitalism, not the rinky-dink stuff. Here's Trump to Maria Bartiromo on that. And note the lack of yowls from the usual pack of financial jackals who know everything but have been silenced and proved wrong. Nobody's saying anything anymore, are they? This is huge progress.
We've made some great trade deals. The China deal is amazing, and we'll be starting phase two very soon. And as you know, I left the tariffs larger, 25% tariffs, on because it's good to negotiate for the phase two, and they want to start phase two right away.
Did you catch that, by the way? The Chinese cut the first phase trade deal with the tariffs still on? And not in exchange for reciprocal removal of the tariffs? That's how bent over he has that. He has bent them to his will. Anyway.
And so do I. So we'll start that right away. The European Union is tougher to deal with than anybody. They've taken advantage of our country for many, many years. It was actually formed for the purpose of taking advantage of the United States, if you really think about it. But they've taken advantage. They've been very, very tough to deal with. But for me, they're very easy to deal with. If we can't make a deal, we'll have to put a 25% tariff on the cars, 20 or 25%. And I'm sure they're going to make a deal. So I don't want to alarm.
She's going to do it?
They have to do it. I mean, they have no choice.
What, says Maria? They have no choice. Talking in a follow-up interview to Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross.
They have no choice, Secretary?
I think they have the desire to make a deal with us. Frankly, I've seen a little bit of a sense of panic among some of the Europeans, because they know that with us solidifying both the USMCA and China Phase One, we're in much stronger negotiating position than we've ever been.
Do you worry that if we were to see additional tariffs on European products, that that hurts the U.S. economy?
I don't think so. You always have some backlash from them. They undoubtedly would do something to retaliate. But remember, the president simply said, this is if it fails. Where our working assumption is that it will not fail.
No, he's not going to fail. Not with the sense of panic. The cool thing is, now the panic's on the other side of the pond. It's not here. There's no, and you heard Maria there ask him, okay, well, you know, will this hurt the economy very gently? There's no panic. There's no hysteria. There's no gloom and doom. This is going to lead to inflation, recession. He has shut up his critics. This is barely a story. So Trump can walk around and go, yeah, I think I'll slap him with the 25% tariff. See how the German auto industry likes it when I tank the German economy. Everybody's like, okay, cool, try that. Worked last time. This is the man Adam Schiff assures us is only out for himself. He doesn't have to do this stuff. He doesn't have to strive for more. He's already set records for wage growth, for unemployment, for employment numbers, for record low unemployment. He doesn't have to do any of this. He could just sit back on his laurels now and run, but he does because he loves this country. And he shut them all up. This would have been a huge, him just casually dropping a 25% tariff on European autos would have led to hysteria. They're going to hate us. We're going to all die if they hate us. They never would say in those interviews, if we alienate our trading partners, we alienate our allies, what will they do? I mean, we already pay their entire military bill. That's why they can afford socialized medicine, since we pay for their military. I mean, what precisely are they going to do? I'll tell you what they'll do. The only thing they can do, what Macron did a couple weeks ago, laughed at Trump behind his back. That's all they got. And by the way, when Macron did that, the media was hysterical. Oh my God, Macron's laughing at us. He doesn't like us. So, and yeah, their leaders have been reduced to laughing behind our backs because they don't damn dare do it to Trump's face. That's a victory. So anyway, I just wanted to point out the complete lack of hysteria and what it means. They know it works now. And those who would like to snivel and whine about it, don't dare, because they'll look like idiots. Trump wins, they lose. And this is the week, by the way, he's getting impeached for trying to save the American economy. They were, the political class was profiting off of. You know what's amazing, too? You know how we tracked throughout a lot of the first couple of years of the Trump administration. I mean, don't forget how opposed to Trump these Republicans were. He was on his own. I mean, the guy couldn't get tax reform through a Republican House and a Republican Senate for a year because Paul Ryan had it blocked up and no one would criticize that. The Republicans were in near open war with the Democrats. Look at this today, headline. Trump's bending them to his will, too. Icy silence between Dems, GOP amid Trump impeachment trial. This is a New York Post. Republicans don't dare come out and slap Trump like they used to on a regular, but they don't dare. Not with 95% approval rating in the Republican Party. Again, Bush averaged 85 to 89. They don't dare. Icy silence has enveloped the Capitol, they write, with senators on either side of the political aisle telling the Post there's been very little communication between Democrats and Republicans behind closed doors. Are you kidding me? This has been 2 years ago. They'd have been plotting on the sidelines to figure out how to take him down. But he's gotten too big for that. Too big to fail. By not failing. Anyway, it's awesome. And I love watching it. I thought I'd point it out to you. Holy cow, did you see this? Chinese market at the center of the coronavirus outbreak sold wolves and rats to eat, in addition to the bat they think it came from. So you go there, you pick you one out live, so you see what it looks like, and then they'll just kill it for you and then deliver it to your home. Yep. Wild animals were among the 112 items that were peddled at the Huanan Seafood Market before they shut it down in the central city of Wuhan, according to Agency France. Other wildlife sold at the market included, so for purchase and delivery, freshly slaughtered. You could get crocodile, giant salamander, snakes, porcupines, and camel meat. Freshly slaughtered, frozen, and delivered to your door. Or they'll deliver it fresh, whatever you like. I'm still not over that picture. I was looking at it with my daughter last night. Of the bat. I mean, they just take the bat, they throw it in whole into the soup, which hopefully is boiling at the time. And then they just decoratively put the bat on the edge of the soup. I mean, like in its form, and then you just eat it. You know, it's fascinating is where that came from. There's a point to where I'm going with this. Right? How that became a Chinese cultural thing. And in people saying this, they're very touchy about it. What's a Chinese cultural thing? Which we can't criticize. Oh, Chinese culture. Huh? How did Chinese culture? What about Chinese culture led to that? The communism? Yeah. Starvation. Which always comes along with socialism and eventually communism, the starvation. The Communist Chinese Revolution is 1911. They killed millions of their own people. The chief way in which they did it was starvation. And so, you know, as would happen here if we had, like, say, the Green New Deal, or Elizabeth Warren were elected and did fracking and banned most kind of energy, stuff like that. Like, if that happened here, and that subsequently crashed the economy, or we could just implement her socialized medicine plan, that'd work too. As would happen here if that sort of thing happened, if we truly turned to communism or socialism, we would soon find ourselves eating anything that we could get our hands on. And that would include around here, what would we eat? Coyotes? And some wild pig. Well, that lasted. We'd hunt them pretty fast. Then you'd have to turn to stuff that's plentiful in nature, like bats. Rats. Nice. And so that's how, to say this is, oh, it's part of the Chinese culture. Well, no, it's part of the communist culture of desperation and starvation. That's how these folks learn to eat this stuff. And some of them are still so poor, that's why they still eat this stuff. And that, in turn, has led to the coronavirus outbreak, which they will not tell you. Now, if capitalism was causing this, they'd tell you all about that, but they won't. And so that's how people learn to eat this stuff. In fact, began to build dishes around it. So, yeah, freshly slaughtered. In fact, they'll do it right in front of you. It's great, I guess. This is sort of like the capitalization of like what's going on in Venezuela, where like if in Venezuela, you have to kill it yourself. Like you have to just break into the zoo and kill it yourself if you want to eat. But there, they just, they'll kill it for you for a price. Or you could just go hunt your own bat and do it that way. But the cool thing is nobody's fat and everybody's equal. And that's what's really important. Equal in starvation. Anyway, that's where that culture came from. Mass starvation. Now it's making everybody sick. So there you go. Oh, by the way, and not that sick. You should know this. New York Post has this today. All this hysteria over the coronavirus. And again, you want to treat any sort of virus, any kind of new flu, anything like that with caution, of course, and it's now come here. So we do want to be abundantly cautious, but let's not lose sight. New York Post has a great article today about this. Most people who get it will have very mild symptoms. Post-hospitalization, the flu, like the one that we have every fall, every winter, is more deadly than this. Yeah. So this is not the end of the world. Like the media always tells us when we have one of these outbreaks. But, you know, I guess it makes for good ratings. So whoop up some more hysteria. You know, and you can't whip up hysteria with lies about Trump all the time. So you got to lie about other stuff, too. Exaggerate and all that kind of thing. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Texter writes, Tara, why don't we eat the animals on the endangered species list? Oh, give AOC enough time and we will. Tara, why don't we eat the animals on the endangered species list? There would be a market for them, and some American capitalists would start raising them. Yeah. I don't know. Texter writes, some people like to eat squirrels, which are just rats with fluffy tails. Another texter writes, Tara, thanks for letting us know you're filling in for Bobby Mack today. I would have heard you on my way home and turned around and went back to work. LOL, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.